Okay. Anyway, I'm just trying to fill in certain things that I don't think I discussed at length many years ago, when the book was then. And one of the halachas of Shabbos is speaking about Shabbos-related matters. And, you know, the question is, you know, what is considered mutter to speak about? What's not considered mutter to speak about? And you'll see it's actually quite fascinating, some of the opinions that are shown him.
This is like the whole Mish Shabbos Karet thing?
Yeah, sort of. But like, in other words, like, it seems somewhat extreme, actually. He says, so this is, if you look at source number one, this is the Torah of Yom Kippurim. So I'm doing tshuva. And one of the focuses of the Navi is to have a proper attitude, right, toward Shabbos. It says in source number one, Im Tashiv Mishabbos Raglecha, if you, you know, you should, he says, if you go around with he's talking about calling back your feet on Shabbos, asos kavatzecha v'yom kachi, that you shouldn't do your own things on Shabbos. I mean, your personal things on Shabbos you shouldn't do. Personal things means business matters, whatever it is. V'kos Shabbos oneg, v'kos Shem Mechubad, you should do oneg Shabbos, kavod Shabbos, v'chivad v'asurchecha, v'sefzcha v'davar davar. He says, and then if you keep Shabbos properly, so the pasuk says, "V'rekavtevicha aretz." So I'm going to take you on the high parts of the land. And we have to, you know, not just the question just keeping the halachas of Shabbos. It's more of a question of having the proper attitude toward Shabbos, and that's why many of the halachas that we have on Shabbos are in order to enable you to keep the proper attitude toward Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "What does it mean, avidaber davar?" So Gemara says, Masech HaShabbos, source number two, Shelo yehe diburcha shal Shabbos gevurcha shal chol. When a person speaks on Shabbos, he should not speak the way he speaks during the week. And the Gemara says, dibur asur, it's asur to go ahead and speak weekday matters on Shabbos. Hear hor mutter, but to think weekday matters on Shabbos is mutter. Now I think the reason why it's mutter to think weekday matters on Shabbos is a very simple reason. Anyone want to take a guess why? I'm not allowed to talk about weekday matters in Shabbos. I think weekday matters in Shabbos.
Because it's impossible to stop.
Right, because it's impossible to stop. That's the bottom line. I mean, it's just, you know, a person, most people can stop thinking about learning in the washroom. But to stop your mind all the time is very difficult. And as a matter of fact, the person starts saying, okay, I'm not going to think about the weekday now, right? We know what's going to happen. It's going to trigger something. Okay. So what does that mean? Shelo yehi diburcha shel Shabbos kidiburcha shel chol. So Rashi is very clear. Kigon mekach u'memkar v'cheshbonos. You should not think about business, and you should not think about cheshbonos. I guess there are counts, numbers, and numbers that don't have to do with Shabbos. All right, that's you shouldn't think about that. So Tosfos has a very hard time with Rashi shita. Because Tosfos says, what do you mean you're not supposed to think about, you're not supposed to talk about business matters in Shabbos? Of course you're not supposed to. Because that's implied in so chefsecha. So Rabbi Yonatan says, that what does it mean? So he quotes a medrash, a very strange medrash. In Vayikra Rabba, it's Yerushalmi, that it says like this. Okay, I'm going to read the Yerushalmi itself. It's the end of the second line of source number four. Roshim ban Yuchai habilei ima safta. So Rabbi Shimba Yochai had a mother that was very old. The Havis Mishtoi Sagya, that she would talk a lot. Okay, on Shabbos. So Amr Law, he said to her, Ima Shavsehu, Shaska. Okay, it's Shabbos, and you have to be quiet. Alright, that's the Gemara. So Mashmasha Ein Kol Kach Ledavar B'Shabbos Kimo B'Chol. Okay? A person should not talk on Shabbos as much as he talks during the week. Right? He says, and if Yerushalmi Amrinan, he quotes Yerushalmi, the Torah Chitir B'Shel L'Shalom B'Shabbos, that Chazal were not crazy about allowing people to greet each other on Shabbos, but they did, but they weren't crazy about the idea. So you see, Tosfos takes the approach, that really you're supposed to minimize social interaction on Shabbos. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. And I said it's very extreme. It's certainly very extreme. Now that's very difficult. Why is it very difficult?
Especially when you have company.
That's when people talk, and that's
the only time you have to socialize.
Yeah, that's when people. That's when people see each other. You know, if you would ask them why, why do we have a kiddush on Shabbos of Orchim? So people should have a chance to speak to each other, not during davening, right? Mm-hmm. Tosfos says you shouldn't do it. It's a very difficult Tosfos.
Maybe they head off on Sundays wherever you live.
No, I don't think they head off on Sundays. Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. You know, thinking back many years when I used to have Sundays off. I never had Sundays off, but when people had Sundays off. Shabbos for religious Jews was still more of a day of social interaction than Sunday was.
Sunday was just taking care of all those things you need to take care of.
Right, yeah, but that's what I remember. So that's Tosfos Shita. The Rambam, he says like this. He says, the Rambam says, Yesh Dvarim Shein Asur, in source number 5, there are certain things that are asur in Shabbos, even though not dom with malacha. The einam and vilim le malacha do not bring you to malacha. And why is it asur to do these things in Shabbos? And emer, as it says, im toshiv mishabbos raglecha aschov sech v'yom chachi. V'nemar v'chivatim v'asurchecha mitzachav zav davar l'fichach. A person cannot deal with his possessions on Shabbos. And even to go ahead and talk about them, okay. So we look at Lacha Dalit, Halacha is said like this. So the first part of Lacha Dalit is not really important, but if you look at the second line, it says like this. The second line of Lacha Dalit, Asr Loritz, it's Asr to run the Ladalit and jump the Shabbos. Shenemar, as it says, Me'asav Shterechecha, Shelo Yehei Luchach Shel Shabbos Luch Shelcho. You shouldn't run on Shabbos. The Yordan Labor Mesiach Ma'ara, Afil Hemeya Am, Metapis Yordan, Shosin, Metapis Va'ola. He said that even though you're not supposed to do weekday things on Shabbos, let's say, for example, you want a drink of water. And the only place to find nice, clear, cold water is in the well. And how do you get down to the well? You know, they have these little things hanging out of the walls, right? Mm-hmm. And you climb these little things, right? You have to take a drink of water and climb back up, all right? The answer is that's mutter, all right? Even 100 amos. But also laharbas besicha v'teilu v'shabbos, and a person should not go ahead and have too much Sicha v'teila on Shabbos. The person should not be involved in idle chatter on Shabbos. Shenemar says v'davar davar shelo yehi dibur chashal Shabbos ki dibur chashal chol. Because he says the dibur chashal Shabbos should not be like dibur chashal chol. So the Rambam himself also says. Now again, he doesn't say saying hello
is not to talk.
Idle chatter. And the question is, what does idle chatter mean? Okay, now I have to tell you. Although we'll talk about this in a second. So the Magen Mishnah says in source number 5, "Vasal harvest besicha, ve'elu kisharim shlo yed roch shalom dur shalchol." Perish Rashi zal, "Komemcha chamemcha aram b'cheshbonos." And then the Tosfos asks the question. That's so chesucha. But the Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi that even sicha v'teila laharvas is asur. Idle chatter is asur to have too much of it. And he quotes from Shimon Yochai, said to his mother, you know, it's Shabbos, don't talk. Okay? So the question is, if you look at the Rambam and Tosfos, it seems that most of what we talk about on Shabbos, okay, I would say, I definitely talk about things that maybe don't necessarily have a purpose, okay? So the question is, what do we do? We're not mechuyev to sit in Shabbos, keep our mouth shut. We're not. What do we do? So the Trumas Hadeshin, one of the, early Ashkenazi Achronim, or late Rishonim, gives a clarification. So he says like this, Sheila, and this goes back, you know, probably 600 years. Mashinoagin rovene adam, what most people are accustomed to, even those that are medachtic in their actions, they'll say kriya shem v'zman, everything they're supposed to do, but still when it comes to one thing, they all do it. L'sa'aseh b'yom ha'shavas la'akshis b'yisuk neses, to gather together on Shabbos after you leave the shul, u'l'safer shmuos, and to talk about shmuos, minyanei malachim v'sorim, v'erich ha'mocham, yeshasher d'avolo. In other words, if someone got together, right, this past Shabbos, and started talking about the fact that, you know, Iran shot down an American drone, and, you know, and Donald Trump was about to start a war, he decided not to, why did he not start a war, right? Or, you know, if people had known about the economic plan that they revealed this past Shabbos somewhere, right? So he says, is that mutar or asur? And that's when people talk about it. Hey, just wait. He says, by the way, la'achar, after walking out of the shul, just wait. You know, he says, before elections, then we talk about politics on Shabbos, after election, walk out of the shul. Is that mutar or asur? So according to the Tosfos, according to the Rambam, okay, it seems that it's asur, but everyone does it. So in source number 7, he says like this, Yirat tzarach ledachdik v'davar. Okay? He says, we have to try to, you know, to understand the matter. The atosis v'cheinu ha'ashiri kasu v'perakei l'ksharim da'asur lahar v'sich v'teila v'shabbos. It's asur to be involved in idle chatter on Shabbos, as the case of the uvda, the imad, v'shim bar yachai. As it says in Mikarava, that Rishim bar Yochai had a mother, an older mother, I guess, who was talking too much. He said to his mother at Shabbos, and she heard, oh, you're right. Mashma de ain kol kach ledaver b'Shabbos gavbacha. That's Masha, you should not talk on Shabbos, talk on a weekly. Well, Yishalmi, Amrin Yishalmi, they say, v'dochach v'torach hitiru b'shil shalom b'Shabbos. That they didn't allow you really to go ahead and to greet someone on Shabbos. They did allow, but it was difficulty. He says, "Ha kamon lehedya lahar asur avzar mechavachol." So we see here that it's asur to be involved in things like during the week. But kol shekain, and certainly asur mechol, we talk more about these things on Shabbos during the week. He says, "Omnon im otam le'adam mitangim v'kach." So what's the answer? If you enjoy it, right? Kishmedavrim musafrim shmuas me'avolachim v'sarim. If you go ahead and you enjoy when you hear about what's going on in politics, maybe people enjoy this. Because the same thing comes up. Let's say, for example, you know, it's usher to exercise in Shabbos, usher to run on Shabbos, right? But we saw the bachurim is angim rusasim kipasim, that bachurim, younger kids who enjoy running and jumping, right? Mutter. So he says, "V'chein liros kol davar sa'av liros." And you also have to run somewhere to see something you enjoy to see. Adkan hachazinon the apal gav the dorshu chachamim. We see that even though chachamim were dorish, and they said, "V'chipat u'masus rachecha shelo yehi lucha shav lo shalchol peiros l'rosh yikvotz af pikein im osa lisaneg ulaos nafsho shori." So if it's something which you're doing it because you enjoy, it's mutter. Who adin le'inyan sichi yaseir naflaname he krod and mutzu chafzu davar bavar. Kamo shapir shu atos zashir delel. Amnam re'isi. Okay? He says, the bottom line is, if you enjoy it, so if you enjoy talking sports, right? It's mutter. Okay? If you enjoy, actually, believe it or not, talking about the stock market, okay? It's mutter.
Yeah,
if
but you're still allowed to talk about your business.
Right, you can't start the plans you're going to do, but if you enjoy talking about this thing, l'chora, it's mutter. He says, however.
So when the guys get together and they talk about, oh, this one had, in 1962, this was the year that they...
Yeah, for sure, but there's one caveat, which is very important. Amna Marisi, he says, harpe pomim, shemiksas me'osam ne'odom. So you'll see many people get together to talk about these things. Some don't enjoy it. It says, why do they do it? Because you're part of a chevra. Chevra is what you're doing it also. You don't even enjoy it. He says, Okay, so if all the chevras together, and the chevras talking about football, okay, right now we're in the baseball season, and everyone, and most of the people are talking baseball, and this one guy, will call him, you know, Shimon, he's like, I don't like baseball, but he feels bad because he's not involved in the discussion, and he wants to get involved in the discussion, that's usher, okay? So that's in other words, so it's okay to talk if it's not lashon hara, as long as you enjoy it, okay? And in general, most people walking out of Shul on Shabbos enjoy talking, all right? That's the problem. So therefore it's okay. You know, certain people who don't like discussing politics, all right? So for them to be involved in discussion on Shabbos is a problem. So there has to be something. It has to be something which you enjoy.
So let's say Shimon is in high school. Can he have to, like, with his friends when they start talking baseball?
I don't know what he has to do. That's a problem. I will tell you.
Did that, it can't be an honor that you just enjoy the company?
No, if you're not enjoying the conversation. Now, by the way, if you don't enjoy the conversation, it's really not enjoyable. I have to tell you, okay? Tell you about a personal experience. When I was in the Chutzar at the Shalva Shudas table, they were talking football and stocks, two things I knew absolutely nothing about. All right? I did not enjoy it. I had a simple solution. I just moved my seat to a different table. That was all. You know? So, but... whatever, I guess, you know.
That's why these guys carry in an Arab, so they can have safer.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm just telling you that you have to enjoy it. So in other words, the bottom line is that if you hear, you know, like, I hate to say it, but like, let's say you're sitting at the table and your kids start talking about the latest movie that came out, all right? And you're sitting thinking, oh my gosh, there's a movie on Shabbos. Okay? So you could say, you know, I really don't enjoy this conversation, right? But if you say, you know, it's Shabbos, we shouldn't talk about this on Shabbos, right? They could tell you, but Shumas Deshin says I'm enjoying this conversation, so it's okay. That's the bottom line. All right, let's go on.
When your kids start talking in Hebrew when they're talking too fast and you don't understand, you really don't enjoy that.
That's right, I guess so. And then we don't want you to enjoy this, right? Let's go on. Source number 8. Let's say Alacha. He says like this, the davar davar, shelo yehei divurk shochol, divurk shochol, hilchach, therefore, usher. It's usher lomar, davar ploni, esel amachar, o eschor ploni, seknel amachar. Afil besichas bar metel amachar laharvos. Ubnei odom, shesiper shmuas, vruchadushimu, onig lehem, mutter, lisap, mishapik, vachol, avul misha eno misanig, usher lomram, So it's an interesting thing. In other words, he says here's halacha. Let's say, for example, as he says, like Tumas Adashim. So let's say, I'm doing it. I'm really hating the conversation, but I'm doing it because I want my friend to enjoy it. You got to talk about something else because then you're really not enjoying what's going on. That's what he says. All right. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, it's still, even though you're allowed to talk about it, source number 9, the politics, lav mishnas chasidim hi. It's not, you know, it's not what chasidim do. Va'nishmor medaber divrei chol kadosh yomer lo. And someone, he says, if someone is careful not to talk to divrei chol, lakol makadosh. Va'anshei maisa, nisorim v'yoshem yize, shalol edaber b'shabbos, hafilu devar mechreichim, kim lashon hakodesh. And anshei maisa are very careful, and are very careful on Shabbos to only talk Lashon HaKodesh. And the reason is that the nearest Tamam Hu L'Mikdar Mils V'Kadesh Lo Yavol L'Sich V'Tel L'Shom L'Sich V'Tel. That doesn't work in Eretz Yisrael, by the way. But in Chutz La'aretz, that works. If you talk in Hebrew, that will stop you from speaking Sich V'Tel, because how much do you want to speak in Hebrew anyways if you, that's not your mother tongue?
Yeah, it's also going to stop you from saying hello.
Right. Isa v'shlok hibalti adam ha'mavak l'vacher v'shavah shachris. He says, and this is an important thing, when you visit your friend on Shabbos, you shouldn't say good morning, as we all do, he says, but you should say Shabbos tava, or Shabbos shalom, or good Shabbos, k'dyei l'kiyam zachris yom Shabbos, to remember yom, to go ahead and remember Yom HaShabbos. A little known fact that I mentioned here years before is that in the chronicles of the students, in the articles of the student law of YU from the 1920s or 1930s, is written that people should only speak in Hebrew on Shabbos. Okay, and the president of the student council at that time was Rabbi Victor Miller. and he enacted that Takana, and there was a time when they did that for this reason. Full known fact about Yeshiva University. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. And he said like this now. So how do we paskin? So Vatur Shulchan Tosuk Kishneadeh Shikosu, because he says he has a big problem. In other words, let's say what does Shulchan Session say? Well, if you enjoy it, it's okay, right? Okay, I don't understand. If it's usher, it's usher. What does that mean? Right? You know what I'm saying? If you enjoy it, it's okay. If it's usher, it's usher. Right? Okay. Yeah, you know, I enjoy going on my phone on Shabbos, so, you know, my Shabbat is going on my phone. What's going on here? Like, what's the story? So he has a problem. So what does he say? So Aruch HaShulchan says that really the Psak Halacha is like Rashi. That what's usher? What's usher is talking business. That's what Rashi says. He says, however, when it says that a person shouldn't talk too much in Shabbos and should limit, that's talking about Midas Chassidus. Okay, so you look at the end of the third line at Aruch HaShulchan, Umashom v'Medrash Yerushalmi, and what it says in the Medrash Yerushalmi, Zehu Midas Chassidus. This is a Midas Chassidus. Sheroy l'chol Adam Lasos Kain l'chvod Shabbos. A person does l'chvod Shabbos. For Raya l'zem edivrei Ramosha Kasav. That people who are speaking, you know, about news that they heard and chidushim who own it, lam mutl asar b'shabbos gavachol. Aval misha enu misanek asal amar deyisanek v'hem chaveru v'yeshal oven v'im hu iser dover dover. Because if it's something which is dover dover, echutram neyatainek. Why is it because of tainek? Okay, let's say, in other words, the bottom line is a person. You see a person in Shabbos talking to someone else. I'll sell you my table. How much you want? Shabbos, but I enjoy selling things. All right, you can't say you enjoy doing something if it's awesome. All right, he says. If that's the case, we should allow mekachum memchar. We should allow you to do things, you know, to be in your store. There are people who enjoy being in their store on Shabbos. Okay, so you don't deal with money. Yeah, come take this. You'll pay me tomorrow. You can't say that. Elam mishum devadai deikar devaver davar. How much to the bottom? Who compares Rashi? All right. And what Tosfos says means chasidus. And the Gemara is telling us it's a midas chasidus. The Gemara is telling us, according to Tosfos, it's a midas chasidus to go ahead and to not to talk to try to minimize talking. And so they have a tanug, we're not machmir. So in other words, even though some things are midas chasidus, if you really enjoy it, we're not going to tell you to do midas chasidus if it's going to take away your own Shabbos. So he says, and that's how we understand. Like, let's say, for example, if I go ahead and say, you know, I'm going to take a nap today because I need to sleep tonight. I need to work tonight, right? It's a midas chasidus. It's more on time of giving Shabbos a whole different aura, a whole different atmosphere. So really, so when he's talking about, you know, not talking divrei chol, not talking politics, better to avoid it, that's a midas chasidus. Never if you enjoy it, we say, you know what? So if, since you enjoy it, you should do it. Because we don't want to take away from Shabbos because of He says we don't want to take away from Shabbos. We don't want to take away from Shabbos because of Midas Chassidus. Okay, so the Emek Shel, he says like this. He says that when you look at talking on Shabbos, so he points out there's really two ways to see talking on Shabbos. There's certain talking that is totally usher, and there's certain talking which it's better to minimize. In other words, what does that mean? In other words, when a person is talking business on Shabbos, that's totally us. So there's no heter to speak business on Shabbos. When a person is talking Sikha Vitela, there we don't say you should go ahead and when you're talking Sikha Vitela, that we say, don't talk Sikha Vitela at all. Because it's very difficult. But there you should go ahead and you should minimize the Sikha Vitela. So he says, so if you look at source number 11, Valzeh Heviu Uvdar Rav Shim Bar Yochai V'Imo, Kosav Gam Kema Rambam Shom Allah Hadal, the Shulchan Shem 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 Shem, the Trey Darsh, the Trey Darsh and Nili Medavar Dover. There are two Darashas Davar Dover. Shelo yehid dibur chashal Shabbos kudachol. Hainu mamash rashal ledaver mikom mekom le harbe lo yehir vevitzichas v'teila kishalchol. Even the things you're allowed to talk about, you have to show Shabbos different by going ahead and by speaking, by minimize the talk. The darshi od shedibur osur legamrei. What's asur? If you talk a business, that's asur legamrei. There's no het at all. The chen kaseh bir agra al yishaya al afidal the mechsiv the davar dam really the mikval milos tarte the lokam hashav the ramas shulei ketosfus. So in other words, so what does it mean? See, he says that since it's v'davar davar, okay, why is it v'davar davar? Just say v'davar, right? It's only the two types of diburim. There's one dibur which you go ahead and you say is mutter, is totally. There's one dibur which you're supposed to minimize, and one dibur which is totally usur. And when the Rambam goes ahead and in source number 5, and he talks about the difference. If you look at source number 5, so halacha aleph, he talks about talking business. That's totally usur. And halacha dalid, when he's also asked harvest v'sicha v'delav v'shabbos. There he's saying it's a question of minimizing. Two types of words. Some are usser and some is minimizing. And if you ask me, I think that's probably the reason why we have miros and Shabbos. The reason why we have miros and Shabbos, okay, is that reason itself. Why? Because what happens in the meal? We talk. So you're supposed to talk. But you have to also realize the meal is not only about talking. So for that reason, you go ahead and you sing miros. Now, if a person doesn't want to sing miros and talk Torah, that's fine. There's no problem with that, okay? But no, there's a point of singing miros. Yes, miros is a very nice thing, okay? But the real point of miros is to make sure you have the right focus and you don't get too involved in sicha and sicha v'teila. That's the idea. So there's a lot of people who will say, you know, let me be yotzi zayim of one zemer, right? The point of miros is to make sure that the meal is a meal which is not too focused on idle chatter. That's the idea.
In our world today, at least most of us, okay, Shabbos is the time when you're connecting with your family, when you're hearing about their week,
right.
You're hearing about what they did and whatever, you're hearing about, you know, their plans for the future. Right. This is not something you want to discourage.
Okay, fine.
And this is the only time they're going to do it.
Fine.
Other days, they're busy, they're running here, there, or they're talking to somebody else in their phone. This is when they're talking.
Right. Okay.
That is what made Shabbos
finish. Right, okay. So I think that, as you said, the transgression says, it's something which, you know, I'll give an example. Here's an example. I think here's a perfect example. Let's say, so, you know, you have one of your children is, you know, basically, I don't know, finishing the army, finishing Shirulimi, and you say, what are you doing next year? What's your plans, right? And you've talked to them about that, right? But you see that they don't want to talk about that right now because it really bothers everything, okay? Now, there could be no question. They have to deal with that issue, right?
Right.
I would definitely pull back and say, okay, this is not reserved for the Shabbos. This is not reserved for the Shabbos meal. You know, that's the idea. You have to know what to do to make that call. It's very subjective. What can I tell you? It's one of the subjective calls to make. But in other words, I think the idea is that you come ideas that it's not only about idle chatter. That's the idea. You got to figure it out.
What starting today for the Shabbos?
Yeah.
Say Bereshit HaShabbat.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, whatever. So that actually, by the way, is actually a nicer expression because you're saying it's Bereshit HaShabbat because you're supposed to enjoy Shabbat, so we ask permission, right? That's very nice. All right, very good.
What about if someone asks something, this happens a lot, someone asks you how much something costs and where did you get it?
Well, if someone asks me where I got it, I'm not sure, I would, again, you know what the person you're talking about, but it's probably better not to say, we talk a different time about it, you know what I'm saying?
Like, call your Matsushabas, you'd be happy to tell them.
Right, whatever, you see, you can't talk about it right, whatever, it's a nice way, you know, I don't remember exactly, you know, but where you got it, I don't think it's a big deal, you know what I'm saying, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult, right? But you know, I have to tell you, if you want Shabbos to be a sanctuary in time, It's much easier. It's really much easier. It's sort of like, I'll give you an example. It's, let's say for example, there are certain things going on in the world today that really bother me. In the world, okay? I don't talk about it now. But when someone starts talking about it, okay, I say, I don't want to hear about it. It's giving me so much pain, right? So if you want Shabbos, you say it during time, you can say, you know what? I don't want to talk about this right now. And by the way, this happens, all right? You know, let's say, let's say, you know, let's say for